Art, we've heard from the Mariners, the Port of Seattle, and some businesses in the SoTo area objecting to the location of the proposed new arena. Is their complaint legitimate?
Well, there is obviously some legitimacy. The facts are on their side, but the facts actually were developed 10 years ago when the city made commitments to all of the principals in the SoTo district after the football stadium went in. And that included a lot of infrastructure and roads, including a very important overpass on Lander Street that never got done.
Well, you're saying they knew, the city knew that traffic was bad 10 years ago down in that area, committed money to fix the problem. Well, what happened to that money?
The money went to Mercer Street.
Hmm.
It happened to be also where Paul Allen has a considerable real estate investment in South Lake Union. Obviously, Allen didn't need to point out that traffic is always a mess on Mercer, and any commuter will say that this has got to be the highest priority of civic money. And I'm not going to say which project is more important, but I am going to say that the SoTo folks feel like no one fulfilled that commitment to them to relieve the congestion. My issue down there is that even though people make analogies to other cities around the country, I don't think there's another city that has its downtown core, its active port, and its entertainment district, which I'm calling the stadium area, within a mile of each other.
Right.
It's a very compact, busy area, and it's only got two north-south corridors, 99 and I-5. And right now, only the Edgar Martinez Way gets away from the surface train tracks. So it's really packed in there, and I think the complaints are relatively legitimate.
So the Lander Street overpass would pass over the train tracks.
Right. It would allow transportation to move more quickly to I-5, and that would be a southerly bookend and give two east-west ways to get out of SoTo. And that's what really the agenda here is. All the parties who are objecting to the arena location are trying to leverage this issue into making the city recommit funds for that. But 10 years ago, that cost was estimated at $80 million. It's at least double that now, and I'm not sure that anybody has lined up the funding. Who's going to pay for that, Chris Hansen or the city?
So did the King County Council this week bring that issue up?
Yeah, the King County has got a stake in this because their bonding capacity will be contributing to the $200 million that Hansen has asked from the public in the form of bonds for construction. And the council, I think, rightly suggested that the traffic mitigation problem has been casually addressed by the advisory panel that they were questioning. And they make a great point that the advisory panel put off the question of who pays for what. And the city must make the call on whether to reinvest in traffic down there because it's only going to get worse. The tunnel that replaces the viaduct is going to be a toll. And if we've learned anything so far about 520, people avoid tolls. And so when the tunnel is finally ready to go, those people avoiding tolls are going to pour over the streets of SoTo. So people need to keep an eye on what's going to happen in 3 or 4 years, not just what's going on in SoTo now, because it's only going to get worse once the tunnel shows up.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.